Every American neighborhood seems to have one mom that all the children gravitate to. In this neighborhood, that mom is Tammy Renault.
Hey now, what's up? You looking for Lacey? I told her she probably should go on home because it's quite cold out here. Because she's coughing, coughing, coughing. Uh-oh, you are too.
Renault never expected to be super mom in this particular neighborhood, Lebanon, Tennessee's Timberline Campground. The Renaults are one of more than 20 homeless families living here. Timberline's the kind of place someone with a tent or camper might spend a night, a day or two at most. The Renaults have been here since last August. It's a big step down from the three-bedroom home they lost. Tammy says her family's slide into homelessness started nearly 2 years ago when her husband Troy lost his construction job.
A little under a year, I think we just kind of maintained living expense, but then it just got to a point where with the economy shifting, it caused people to no longer really utilize his services.
Troy Renault says when the money got tight, the family started having to make some difficult decisions.
You wind up starting to think to yourself, okay, do we go ahead and make our house payment and keep the roof over our head but have no lights, no water? Or do you go ahead and keep those utilities on and forego the house payment and hope you can get it caught up? And it just kept going where we got further and further behind and until wound up losing the home.
The Renaults and four of their five sons are now living in a donated travel trailer, down from 170 square meters of living space to 20. But beyond the physical hardships, Tammy Renault says her family's getting a crash course in what it means socially to be labeled homeless.
It's being called names, it's being ridiculed, it's being running into people that have seen you in your highest and not even speaking to you anymore because they're too afraid for where you are and don't know what to say.
The local community's also getting hard lessons in homelessness. Liz Reese recently opened Lebanon's first homeless shelter. She says city leaders initially questioned the need for such a facility, but the shelter has been at capacity every night for the last 6 months. Reese has had to place the overflow in local motels and in campgrounds like Timberline.
I average anywhere from 7 to 14 phone calls a day, people looking for places to go and stay. The way the economy is and job loss, the numbers are increasing.
Most Americans imagine the homeless to be from the poorest levels of society, misfits, perhaps alcoholics or drug addicts. Reese says that's generally not the case with the homeless she works with.
There are people out here who have master's degrees and college education and are not high school dropouts. We've had people that came out of $300,000 and $400,000 homes.
That's no surprise to sociologist James Wright of the University of Central Florida. He's made a career of studying America's homeless. He discredits another common misnomer that the homeless are all shiftless panhandlers.
Most homeless men spend their days either working or at least looking for work. Frequently in the day labor outlet. So there's always been a pretty substantial representation of working poor people among the homeless population. And I'm sure with the current recession, their numbers have increased.
Troy Renault is a perfect example. He does find work occasionally, but not often enough to get into a new home. He spends most days repairing things for his campground neighbors without charge. Work that he's learned has its own reward.
It made it much easier for us to go through the day-to-day because we weren't focused on what was going on with us. We were able to do stuff to, you know, help other people.
A person of faith, Tammy Renault, says she's also found something positive about her poor circumstances.
No matter where I am or what I'm going through, that if I just choose to trust God, irregardless of how I feel, if I choose to trust God, He'll take care of me.
The Renaults don't see themselves getting out of the campground anytime soon, but they also don't seem to mind quite as much as you might expect. As Troy Renault observes, Americans always seem to be at their best when times are hardest. Reporting for VOA News, I'm Mike Osborne, Lebanon, Tennessee.